I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. The first wooden softball bats were used in 1887, and wooden bats were it until 1970, when Worth introduced the first aluminum bat. Over the next 25 years, aluminum bats got better and better, and wood bats pretty much disappeared from slow-pitch softball. Composite bats first appeared in the 1980s, but the early ones weren't very good. In the spring of 1993, titanium bats flashed through the softball world. They were expensive, but they had thinner barrels and they hit the ball farther. Most softball organizations banned titanium bats almost immediately. The aluminum bat manufacturers countered the titanium bats by developing multi-layered aluminum bats which trampolined the ball substantially farther than it went when hit by a single-wall aluminum bat. Then composite bats reappeared with a vengeance. 2001 was the magic year for composites. That's when the Louisville Slugger Genesis was introduced, and composite softball bats caught up with aluminum bats in performance. Soon after, Mikan released their Velocity composite bat, which was even better than the Genesis, and all of a sudden, for a lot of players, aluminum bats were passé. But now composite bats are under fire from several different directions. They just hit the ball too hard, and pitchers and third basemen especially are in danger of being injured. Little League has banned all composite bats completely as of December 30, 2010. The National Federation of State High School Associations has banned all baseball bats with composite barrels, and the NCAA temporarily banned composite bats a year and a half ago. They're still banned. Composite bats have never been legal in the major leagues, so about the only place left for composites is in softball. How long they will remain legal in adult slow-pitch softball is anyone's guess. Some of the slow-pitch associations have their own lists of illegal bats, and one organization, the USSSA, has just announced that in the fall of 2011, they will require new bats to pass stringent tests to show they will not become hotter than the stated limits as they are broken in. Their official statement says, USSSA has now implemented new rules for testing bats. Bats will no longer be licensed for USSSA play if they can significantly improve beyond the standard with use, abuse, or damage. Manufacturers will be required to make bats that are less susceptible to alteration. It will be interesting to see exactly how this might be done. The new issue of the Sport Journal, the official publication of the United States Sports Academy, includes a scientific analysis of slow-pitch softball bats. They tested four bats, a 28-ounce Mikan Freak, a 30-ounce Easton Synergy Plus, and two 30-ounce wooden bats. They used three experienced batters with an average height of 6 feet 1 and an average weight of 220 pounds, and they used three different ball compressions. They found that the exit speed of balls from the composite bats was 30% higher than the exit speed from the wooden bats. They further found that the reaction time a pitcher had between the instant the ball was hit with the composite bat and the instant the ball got to the pitcher was from a third to a half a second, and these times were measured when the bats were new and not yet broken in. They also determined that the reaction time of a typical 16-year-old pitcher is about 4/10 of a second, and they found that the older the pitcher, the slower his reaction time. The study concluded that when using composite softball bats, batted ball velocities exceeded the recommended safety limits by almost 17 miles per hour. They said that regardless of the ball used, composite bats may pose an increased safety risk to defensive players, especially the pitcher and third baseman, in the path of a batted ball. What does all this mean for slow-pitch softball? At this point, it's still anyone's guess. But more and more people are predicting that new and tighter rules for all of us are on the horizon. I have links to all the sources mentioned in this program in the show notes for this program. Thanks for listening, and please check out my book at slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.